Hello?
Good evening, Miss Mary. I'm calling with Pennsylvania Opinion Service. We are conducting a voluntary survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues. What are the chances, sir, that you will vote in the next November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other officers? Will you
What are the
definitely
chances?
vote? Yes. Will you definitely vote? You probably vote.
I'll
You.
definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for the statistical purposes?
My age?
Yes, sir.
53.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And I will start with improving K through 12 education from 0 to 10, how important it is for you.
10.
Thank you. What about making college more affordable?
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
Say that again?
Mm-hmm. Banning tobacco products for adults.
3.
Thank you. And what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
You said voting rights?
Yes. Thank you. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
7.
And do you approve or disapprove? You're strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve. Apple.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Let me start with Joe Biden from 0 to 100. How would you rate it?
80.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
80.
And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
65.
Thank you so much. I want you to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration should be focused on. And I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Let's start with authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10, how important it is for you.
Medication, 10.
What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage?
Let's say 7.
Okay. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
7.
Thank you. And what about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
4.
Thank you so much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you approve or disapprove, support or oppose?
Disapprove.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
21 and over, support.
Okay. And would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Okay, so would you say somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you so much. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Let's start with prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Would you say the best option is the first or the second option?
Second option.
Thank you, sir. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Let's start with the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. You feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. And loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Do you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, so thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, and let's start with the first one. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10, how agree you are with this statement?
6.
Thank you. The next one says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine, and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how agree you are with this statement?
3.
Thank you so much. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, how agree are you with this statement?
5.
Thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Putting a ban for 21 and over?
The ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. Yes, sir.
I wouldn't support that. There shouldn't be a ban. No.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand of these bans, do you think banning these products for the adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
No, more harm.
Thank
you.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for the federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact in your decision to who you vote for?
No impact.
Thank you, sir.
That would be one of few factors.
We're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee, yes or no?
Coffee?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Cigarettes? Yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Beer?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
And wine?
Wine? No.
Wine, sir.
No, not in the last 2 days, no.
Switching our years a little bit and just for the statistical purposes only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Completed?
Yes, sir.
I'm in a PhD program now, so.
Thank you. Are you married? Married, lived with a partner, single?
Married.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of the current economic situation? Would you say it is wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Say that question again.
Yeah. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'll say middle class.
Thank you, sir. Are you or is any member of your household a member of an employees association?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban what?
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
More suburban.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your questions, for your answers. I'm sorry, and your very kindness. Thank you so much for having this survey. Have a good day.